Shadowland Stages in Ellenville, New York, began this summer with John Cariani's Last Gas, and we were certainly blessed with having John Cariani on our program just a few days ago. Currently, they are presenting the Hudson Valley premiere of John Logan's Red, and the season to come includes Miracle on South Division Street, 8-track Song of the 70s, and God of Carnage. All of that and the Acting Academy at Shadowland Stages is entering its 9th year. Brendan Burke is the artistic director at the Shadowland Stages, and he joins us this morning. Brendan, great to have you on the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you here. I don't know if this is a big thing. I just my question. So, when did you become Shadowland Stages?
This year.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to start construction on our we have a second space that we acquired about 3 years ago. And through some grant money and some plans, we're going to be converting it completely to like a small black box theater. Mm-hmm. And so we hope to be programming that next year. And so as part of that expansion and an effort to rebrand us, really, I think there was something about us originally being a movie theater that we thought, you know, are we, you know, we want to look a little more contemporary, make sure that people know that we're a live theater. That's primarily our mission. And so and to kind of start the word and start the talk about the expansion of the second space. So we'll have two stages operating hopefully this time next year.
Yeah, so that plural helps.
Yeah, exactly.
Stages. So you've got a lot going on. How did Last Gas go?
It was great. It was like our third best ever opening show in our history, and it's a new play, and John's a kind of a buddy, and we've done a lot of his work, and so to be kind of on the, you know, on the forefront of that, that show's development was wonderful. And I'm so happy the way the story spoke to our audience. It was really, they found it very accessible and important and timely, and so that's really the goal we have when we tell stories.
He was, as I mentioned, was on, and just strikes me in the very few times that I've met him, just seems to be one of the nicest people in the world.
Absolutely is. He's completely, completely just authentic.
Like, which, the sweetest human being is alive.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because the stuff that he does has such heart and grit to it.
Absolutely,
it's really
yeah.
Good.
That sense of authenticity and integrity and truthfulness is what you get from him as an actor and as a writer. So
you're doing John Logan's Red now, and how is that going?
It's good. It's such a great play, and it's really kind of, you know, this little exploration into creativity, into the mind of an artist and the sensibilities of that. And, you know, it's got this little story, follows the story of his commission to paint these murals for
Mark Rothko.
Mark Rothko, the abstract expressionist, to paint these murals for the Four Seasons restaurant. So
yes.
In 1958, he received this major commission. And the fictionalized part of the play is that he's hired a new apprentice, and over a 2-year period, this apprentice is, you know, kind of doing all his gopher work and helping him in the studio. But their discussions eventually lead to this little revolution by the assistant, and Rothko reconsiders submitting his work for the restaurant, which was true. He eventually never did.
This idea of selling out, right? This idea of what is art and creativity. And
from both a commercialism perspective, but with Rothko, also a sensitivity about his work. He treated, you know, it's somewhat cliche, but he treated his paintings like children. You know, he wanted to protect them. He didn't like natural light. You know, he painted for the rooms and the vibrancy of his work. You know, and seeing the actor Tom Teddy is this wonderful actor from Philadelphia portraying the role. That connection to the artwork, that behavior itself, tells so much of the story, and so much about Rothko.
Yeah. It's fascinating. I've seen this play a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. I saw it on Broadway with Alfred Molina Eddie Redmayne, and which was amazing.
Yeah.
And then just saw it, I guess, over in Dorset with Tim Daly playing Rothko.
Yeah.
And but it's it really gives you a different seeing these different people take on this life of Rothko is really fascinating.
It is, yeah. And like physically, Tom Teddy, who's playing Rothko, is not. Isn't a physical match necessarily,
yeah.
And I, you know, Rothko has kind of an iconic, caricature about him. And so, and we were, you know, we thought about that in the casting, but ultimately what he's doing behaviorally and his attachment to the work is really what matters and tells so much about the story.
Yeah. And it's very intense. Yeah. But really a lot to think about, and but also very funny.
Yeah. It's just the simple truths of behavior in this, you know, the odd couple aspect of these two people coming in their different points in their lives together. So there's plenty of laughs in it. Although I think the impact of the play is really, you know, what you take home with it. You know,
and
you get emails a couple of days later from people saying, you know, I'm not sure what I'm thinking about it, but I keep thinking about this play and thinking about, you know, this art. So it's kind of the work that we like to do. So hopefully you take something home. You're thinking
sure.
about it the next day. Yeah.
So that is that runs through
July 10th. So
July
two more
10th.
Weekends. Yeah.
Okay. So more time to see that. And then Miracle on South Division Street.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful comedy. It's a Buffalo playwright named Tom Dudzik. And the inspiration for the play was in the east side of Buffalo on Seneca Street. There is a shrine that was built to the Blessed Mother Mary in 1950 by a barber. And the story behind it is that the barber insists that that Mary made an appearance to him in his barber shop, so he built this shrine. And so Dudzik is from Buffalo and eventually pondered that when he went back and visited. The neighborhood had kind of fallen apart, and most of the families had moved to the suburbs, and the shops had closed, but that shrine still existed and was cared for. And so he wrote this fictional story about he created a family, the Nowaks. And this is the story of the Nowaks who their grandfather built that shrine and the family's connection to it and upkeep for it. And it's very funny, very accessible comedy about family and faith. And in this play, one of the daughters reveals basically a deathbed secret about the shrine.
Oh.
And so it's a really wonderful piece. We just started rehearsals yesterday, and very excited working with this particular cast. They're all folks who've worked with us before. And we did one of Tom's plays last year called Greetings for our holiday show, and it attached to our audience so much. The reaction was so strong that I started reading more of his plays, and this is probably the funniest one.
I think it's fascinating when you say you started rehearsals yesterday. It just gives you an idea of how all these summer theaters, of just how quick of a turnaround and how much work you do in such a short period of time.
Yeah, we're basically running in rep. So we have two casts in town. One is in rehearsals while the other one is performing, and then we're in pre-production and design for the show after that. And it's really an intense 20 weeks, yeah.
July 15th through August 7th, and it's Miracle on South Division Street. And then up after that is the musical.
Yeah, it's fun.
8-track, The Sounds of the 70s in Concert. How did this come about?
You know, we're a smaller theater. We, you know, anything with more than 6 or 8 people is a big show for us. So finding musicals with smaller casts is difficult. And so you get to know all these little jukebox musicals and everything. And I looked at this playlist on this musical a couple years ago, but the 70s has such a stigma to it, you know? So I always resisted it. And then this winter I was looking at it, and I listened to all the songs on there. And you know what? It's great music. It's just great music. It really is. And we put in our season. It's going to be a nice little centerpiece for our season. And I think the playlist on it is wonderful.
Now, is it a story or a concert?
No, it's just a concert.
It's
basically
a concert.
There's a little bit. It basically, you know, talks about the dynamic of 70s music, of where it started and where it ended, and how I think the times affected it. And so we're going to go a little more into that, to put a little more of a narrative into the play. But when you look at the dynamic of 70s music, it's remarkable how the arc it takes and how it was affected by its time period and context.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because it's often you compare it to what came before it, even with the Beatles, and then you have Casey and the Sunshine Band, and you think, oh, well,
how did that happen?
what were we thinking?
Exactly.
But
right.
As you say, it does hold up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And the 70s is just far away enough now that you can almost View it as a period.
You can almost forget
it's a period
it.
Piece.
It's 8-track, The Sounds of the 70s, that runs September 12th through September 11th. And then you will conclude with God of Carnage.
We have two more. We Got a Carnage is in fall, and then we're going to do a fairly new Irish play by Conor McPherson called The Night Alive. So we've extended our season. Actually, we're going year-round now. So we're producing on our main stage from May through December, through the holidays. The first six shows of the season, Got a Carnage, and then following that is The Night Alive.
And, October 7th through the 23rd for Night Alive, and does that work for you? You have the audiences year round, and
we're developing them. Yeah, we started we created a vision statement about 4 years ago when to go year round. We raised over $1 million, renovated our main building with the idea of expanding our programming, and so basically we have something going from May all the way through the Christmas holiday every weekend now in the building, and we're developing the audience in the off season. Traditionally, summer theater.
Yes.
And so it's been exciting to be able to expand beyond that.
All good stuff. Shadowland Stages production of Red runs in Ellenville through July 10th. For more information about that and their upcoming productions that we've talked about this morning, you can go to shadowlandtheater.org, shadowlandtheater.org. We will post that link along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Brendan Burke, very nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
I appreciate
much.
It.
Have a great season.
I appreciate
for sharing
that.
With us. Yep. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.